Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting second, the third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting third, the second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Andy Anderson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second, the right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third, the first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost scores. Moses moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Moses moves to third. Fain moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Moses scores. Fain moves to third. Majeski moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Suter reaches second base with a double. Fain scores. Majeski scores. Vallow moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is walked intentionally. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Shore now pitching. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Juiced is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Juiced takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Shore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shore hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vallo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vallo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guerra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Coleman. Pretty moves to second. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kakas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kakas takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Kakas moves to third. Sievers moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Schirmlaller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to second for the out. Kakas scores. Sievers moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Ray Shore. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. Graham hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kakas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers strikes out. 2 outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick strikes out. 2 outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-3 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham juggles the ball. That's an error on Graham. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kakas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kakas takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nelly Fox now playing second base. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Embry pinch runs for Sherm Lawler. Les Moss pinch hits for Andy Anderson. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.